Macy's Pecan Mall. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm investigating a global conspiracy to overthrow the democratically elected president of these United States. So, can I talk to your betting department?
Greg, is that you again?
That is not my name, ma'am. My deep state eliminator name is Freedom Fighter Dark Lord 300.
That's right. I'm sorry, your lordship.
Come on now, you know this is serious.
Right, sorry, your freedomness. Okay, I'll connect you right away, but this is the last phone call I'm connecting.
Thank you. MAGA, Trump, 2024.
Macy's Betting Department, where we love to pull the wool right over your eyes. How can I help you?
Yes, I am a freedom fighter, and I am investigating a global conspiracy to overthrow our democratically elected president and ruler, Donald J. Trump. I need to ask you a few questions.
Really, Greg? Do you really have to do this now?
The Communist Party will stop at nothing, and neither will I. We both know Fidel Castro is alive and well and living in a bunker under the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disney World right now. It is my belief that your betting store is ground zero for the National Security Headquarters of the Alliance to drain the swamp. I have been chosen by some very powerful men to make sure there are no global elite traders inside of your organization trying to stop the draining of that swamp. I have been deputized by the director of the 4chan group, Radical Squire Doppelganger 3000. We have been trained to look for signs of globalist elite spies in the ranks of the organization we serve. I'm going to need to ask you some questions. It's your patriotic duty to answer those questions truthfully so I don't have to come down.
Oh, Lord. If I answer these questions, will you please not come down here and disrupt the business like you did last week?
I was well within my rights to serve a citizen arrest on that gentleman looking at the Sleeper King mattresses. I heard him speaking in Spanish on the phone, and that gave me a clear indication of his intentions to overthrow our government. Well within my rights.
Well, we certainly see things differently, but what are your questions?
Okay, I have taken these questions straight from the QAnon board on the dark web, and I am authorized to ask them under Section 331 of the QAnon Ministry's guidelines. First question, true or false? Elite scientists from Google and Verizon Wireless have been visiting your department store to install 5G microwave transmitters underneath all full-size mattresses.
What in the good fuck are you talking about this week, Greg?
Please, ma'am, you must refrain from using my globalist given name. The quicker you answer these questions, the quicker I can ascertain whether or not it's safe to be at your location.
No, Dark Lord, or whatever you call yourself, I have not seen anybody from Google or Verizon at this location. As a matter of fact, I've only had 3 customers all day.
Were any of those customers Tom Hanks, Jeff Bezos, or Bill Gates?
No, why would they shop here?
Did any of those customers appear to have a tail or walk like a dog on all fours?
Did you say dog? D-O-G?
Yes, I did. Oftentimes, the globalist elite will shapeshift into dog people or lizard people and walks amongst humans. Only specially trained individuals can spot one of them, so I don't blame you for not noticing. I'm going to mark that down as a maybe.
Nope. I said under no circumstances were there dog people.
Ma'am, if you would just answer the questions and let me come to an investigative conclusion, please. Question number 2. Has anyone from the children's clothing department told you about a secret hallway that leads to the basement of the building where small Scottish children may be held captive so that Zionist Democrats can drink their blood?
Oh my God, Greg.
I know this may come as a surprise to you, but the secret leaders running this earth have been drinking children's blood for thousands of years, and only until recently has been keeping secret from all of us. Due to secret Facebook posts and groups, I am privy to information that would shock even the most hardened of investigators. I know it's a gruesome situation, but I'm a trained professional. I have a 4.5 star ranking on 4chan for truth and accuracy.
Okay, Greg, you really have to stop going onto that website. It's making you a bit delusional. I think you need to take a nice long break from the dark web.
Exactly what a global elite spy would say to me. I'm marking that down for further investigation.
Well, I mean...
Question number 3. It has been widely reported on Twitter that Donald J. Trump has been receiving secret security briefings near the CERTA sleepers in the back of your department. Can you confirm or deny those reports?
No. Don't you think I'd know if the President of the United States was in the betting department of Macy's?
Not necessarily. There are 2 Donald Trumps. The one you see on TV, which is a body double, or body doubles, and the one that's really running the country, arresting pedophiles, debunking the coronavirus conspiracy, and working to save the middle class from enslavement by the pigs in the European Union. There may be a slight difference in appearance, and you may not be able to tell the difference. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump may look like Chuck Norris in real life.
Have you lost your grits, Greg?
Okay, can you tell me if you've seen Anderson Cooper in handcuffs in the men's formal wear department? Again, it's been widely reported that he's been arrested for attempting to steal secret government documents related to friendly aliens who can mine Bitcoin through mental telepathy. These documents have been stolen to stop Trump from revealing the true intent of these altcoin aliens and the lizard people servants. The only way to drain the swamp is to take down the worldwide pedophilia ring run by Hillary Clinton and her child slave army.
Greg, I have to go. I want you to stop this foolishness and please go clean your room.
I will not take orders from the slaves of the Macy's Zionist overlords.
No, but you will clean your room or you will pay rent.
I am marking you down for further investigation. You are getting in the way of very important work.
Greg, I am your mother and you will listen to me.
Mom, I can't help it if you decide decide to work at Ground Zero for the most important coup that ever happened in the history of the universe.
No, but you can help whether or not the Domino's pizza boxes are on the floor of my basement.
Pizza is the only safe thing I can eat. You know that all the food at the grocery stores is poisoned by Bill Gates and baby-killing vaccine machines inside of those organizations. The Bilderbergs have you brainwashed. That is now very clear to me.
Greg, you realize if you don't stop calling me and clean your room, I'm going to unplug your computer, take away your Dungeons & Dragons cards, and cut off your credit card.
You would be taking a page right out of the Global Elite playbook.
Which playbook is this, Greg? You're 33, living in my basement, unemployed, taking orders from an imaginary friend on 4chan who claims to be a secret government official. Did you want to check with the playbook called Reality, Greg? Or do you want to continue to play pretend spy games with your buddies on the internet?
Mom, you don't understand.
No one understands, Greg. You and your band of merry misfits are delusional. Why would someone with secret government information give it to Greg, the jobless, moneyless, amateur video gamer from Road Hills, Michigan? Why?
I do have skills. I have skills to investigate and uncover things, unlike the fake media.
Greg, you cannot even investigate the Help Wanted section of the newspaper.
Okay, you know what? When Obama takes over the office of the presidency for the 8th term in 2036 and you're living under communist rule, don't call me.
I won't have to call you. You'll still be in my basement.
You and Dad never support me.
I do support you. I support you checking into a facility and getting the help you so desperately need.
Okay, I'm done with this. Don't expect to see me for dinner. I'm eating in my room tonight.
Well, you act as if that's a punishment for your father and I. That would be a refreshing change. And do not bring that damn BB gun upstairs anymore. What are you, deputy fucking dog?
That is a pellet gun, capable of incapacitating Freemasons that mean us harm and safely taking down commies.
Well, do you think that gun could help you take down a job with a paycheck?
Fine, whatever.
Bye, Greg. Remember to clean that room or the internet goes off.
Mom!
And don't call me at work again.
Bye.
In early 2020, the world shut down. Stores, restaurants, schools, and whole communities shut their doors in an effort to protect human life. As the world quickly changed, one man went on Facebook to get a degree in internet epidemiology. Brian, along with his lab assistant Hoatley, are curing coronavirus by commenting on fake news and reposting recipes of secret virus cures from a friend of a friend who works high up in government. Join Brian and Hoatley as they discuss the world and life during this forced interruption, learning, laughing, and loving in this real-life commercial break. On this episode of The Commercial Break...
I'm going to leave it up to you, as from a woman's point of view, to tell me what you think of what this guy is saying, because it's absolutely fucking insane. I don't need to mentally cripple another human being so that I can take the advantage of
that
them.
That seems like a lot of work.
But before we start, before we dig in to the 20 secrets, our debonair dipshit has a warning for everybody.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
So, welcome to show number 6, podcast number 6.
Show number six.
We're shooting up the charts in Spain. I have no fucking idea. So, Ireland.
Hola, Spain.
Hola, ¿cómo está, mi amigos? ¿Cómo está mi, mi suegra y mi suegro y mi... I don't know how to say brother-in-law, but I'll say hola, tío Dani. Hola, tío Gustavo. Hola, tía Ale. Hola, hola, hola. Because Apple keeps track. They have charts, and there's a couple different websites where you can go look at these charts. Now, Apple keeps this a secret, so I really have no fucking idea why we're on the charts or how we're on the charts. But I will say that we've had much more success than I ever expected when I turned on the microphone just a short while ago. Thank you. Gracias. TCBpodcast.com is the website that you can go to. If you really like us, sharing is caring. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it wherever. You can go to TCBpodcast.com and you can leave us a note. And if we like what you're saying, maybe we'll address it on the show. And remember, when we get to 500 listens on one particular episode, which we're getting closer and closer every episode, 500 listens on one particular episode, we will do a live show for you, the audience, all around the world. That's Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, Canada, Ontario, Canada loves The Commercial Break, and I have no fucking idea why.
Absolutely would love to go to Ontario, Canada.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my God.
We'll get there, too. Like, eventually we'll get to the place where we just go and see people that really like the podcast. But we have been listened to in Argentina, in almost every state in the United States, Spain, Tunisia. There is a fan in Tunisia who keeps listening to the shows.
What
Don't
up,
ask
Tunisia?
Me why.
What we
up,
love
Tunisia?
You.
I wish I knew what your language you were, and I would say hello to you. But I don't want to seem racist on the show, so I'm just going to say hello from America, Tunisia, and to all my Irish brethren.
I'm going to say, hey, y'all, because hey, I'm from the South in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So show number 6, and I've got a doozy for you today, my friend Chrissy Hoadley.
Do tell.
Oh, I'm having way too much fun digging into the deep, dark crevices of the internet. And this is one I've been keeping an eye on for a while, long before I had the idea to have a podcast like this. I have been keeping an eye on what's called the PUA community. You know what the PUA community is?
I have no idea.
Pick up artists.
Okay, it's now, a good thing that I don't know what that community is.
It's a great thing that you don't know that. It's really like the shittiest of shitty. I am so forlorn over the pickup artist community and the shitty, horrible, abusive tactics that they teach people on how to pick up mainly women. Now, there are dating. They call themselves online dating coaches a lot of times, but they're really just pickup artists trying to teach you how to manipulate women into wanting to be with you or wanting to sleep with you. And the unfortunate part is there's a sucker born every minute, and there's plenty of suckers listening to these guys. I swear that this guy that we're about to play some clips from is some of the worst dating advice that have ever run across these tender ears.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I'm going to leave it up to you, as from a woman's point of view, to tell me what you think of what this guy is saying, because it's absolutely fucking insane. But I want to recognize a few things before we get into this, right?
Okay.
I do recognize that being single can be a truly agonizing state of affairs. We've all been there for periods of time, right? And the grass is always greener on the other side. And when you're single, you want to be with somebody. And sometimes you're with somebody, you just want to be single.
Sure.
But I get that it can't be an agonizing state of affairs. I also get that not everybody has the same prowess to meet and attract a partner. It's not easy for everybody to get out there, and it doesn't fall into a lot of people's laps, right? And I'm mainly thinking from a guy's perspective, because I'm a guy, that there are a lot of men out there in America and around the world that believe that they're never going to get laid, that they're never going to meet a woman. They have horrible self-esteem topped with crippling social anxiety, right? So it's very difficult for them to get out of the house, let alone go and meet somebody. And mm-hmm. these dating apps sure. are making it worse, not better, because you can ghost people. And, you know, it's just not a... And the only thing that you're looking at on a dating app is how somebody looks. So these guys have, if they're, you know, looking a little less homely, they have no opportunity to meet women.
Sure.
And there's communities out there that take this to the extreme, like the incel community. You know what incel is?
I have no idea.
Involuntarily celibate. And these are a group of men who identify as involuntarily celibate and believe that the game is rigged, that they will never get laid, that women are horrible creatures that are walking around just waiting to basically step on their dicks.
Thoughts become things.
Thoughts do become right. things. But I empathize. I mean, some of them are violent. I don't empathize with all of that, right? There have been a couple mass shootings and stuff like that by guys who identify as incels, and they're taking their aggression out on innocent victims. And I absolutely, in no way do I think that that's a no. good use of your fucking time. Like, if you can't get laid, you can't get laid.
That's not going to help you attract.
Yeah. It's not going to help you attract women to shoot people in the middle of the street in Cincinnati. That's correct. For sure. But I do empathize with the mentality, because, you know, I've been there. I've been, you know, I've had dry spells too. For me, I'm not a pickup artist. Like, I've never really gone in and picked women up. They just happen to be in the vicinity of conversation strikes up. You know, that's it. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happens, but I just be myself and tell a funny joke and we're off to the races. But I don't walk in with a game plan. I'm not strategizing. I don't need to mentally cripple another human being so that I can take the advantage of them.
That seems like a lot of work.
I can't believe.
How can you keep it all straight too? Like, as you're going into the bar and you're like, what am I supposed to do again? Oh, yeah. Say okay. You look good, but now you don't look good. And
some of these online dating coaches go so far as to teach guys how to smile. And you watch some of these videos and they're like, okay, smile. Okay, smile a little bit less. Okay, a little bit more. A little bit less. Okay, put your eyebrow down. Put your eyebrow up. Bob wow. your head. Tilt it to the left. Tilt it to the right. They are literally teaching these guys how to be like robots of instruction when romance, in my opinion, and attraction really nothing to do with robot of instruction.
No.
It's no, just it's something
that's not
about
that an clicks. Eye movement.
Yeah. It's you have to be open to it. You have to go in believing that there is a woman out there, or a woman or man, we'll say it mm-hmm. from both sides, because I'm sure there's a lot of women that feel the same way. Again, I'm just talking from my perspective. But you have you have to believe that there's someone out there who's going to find your personality and your looks, you know, one or the other, attractive enough to continue a conversation far enough to get into outside of the friend zone.
And if you don't find that person, it's okay. If you don't find them yeah. in the next bar that you go to, it's okay. Are you good with yourself?
Is correct.
The key, that, in that my is, opinion.
Wow, Hoadley. Look at you, Buddha on high over there. I think you're right about that. It's you have to be good with yourself. And by taking instruction from other dipshits on the internet, you are just essentially just drilling into your own head that your own compass is not good enough for you.
Correct. I don't
understand. It's maybe taking a class on, you know, how to socialize or or going out with other guys who can teach you how to be, it, you know, out there in a social environment and talk to somebody. I can see some value in that. Mm-hmm. But giving you a point-by-point instruction on how to pick up a woman, I don't even know that some of these men have ever dated, like some of these dating coaches, I don't even know that they've ever seen a woman in real life, because the dating instruction that they give, you know, outside of like strippers, you know, livestrippers.com, I'm not even sure. It's unbelievable to me. So I want to dig into one particular video. I had thought about doing a collage of videos like we normally do, a collage of clips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I found one gentleman so disturbing, so incredibly insane that I had to just focus in on this one gentleman. And there may be a part two to this video, because I can only play so many clips in an hour long show. This guy has a video that's got 1.7 million views on it. And it's called 20 Dark Pathological Secrets to Making a Woman Crazy About You. 20 Manipulative Tactics to Get a Woman to Go Crazy. This guy has a hard time with the English language. I'm just going to let you know that right now. I can't believe he has ever put his hands on
that. Maybe why he's gotten some views on that, though. It's very enticing.
It is.
I mean, it's like a woman with skincare, where they're like, here are 20 tricks to make your skin look beautiful.
You are absolutely right. It's
just click here. We're going to tell you everything. We're going to show you the secret.
It's like the old televangelist thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I can heal you. Only I can heal you. Yep. Send me $15. Did you know that I literally stopped coronavirus by yelling at it? Wham, damn, bing, bong, ding, dong. Send me $5 and I can do the same for you.
For you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah. So it's very similar, but I'm doing this more as a, I think it's a caution. I'm doing this
public
episode as a cautionary public
PSA?
Service. I like to think PSA. Of. I like to think of myself as a fucking public service, just a guy out there trying to help people from
hitting the streets.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that some of these tactics are going to get you either jailed or a restraining order, but I'm not particularly sure they're going to get you laid.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So, with that said, I got to get into this. Now, let's meet our dating coach extraordinaire. I'm going to call him Don Juan Ding Dong because I have no fucking clue what his name is. He never says it on the video. And I didn't want to take the time to figure it out, to be honest with you. Here, our trusty captain shares secrets passed down from bachelor to bachelor. It's like he's like a shepherd of the lost scrolls of the virginity, right? 1.5 million views on this. I'm pretty sure that at least half of those are law enforcement officers collecting evidence against this guy, but that's it. This guy is teaching a generation of young gentlemen and old gentlemen how to insult, attack, and victimize women. And I think it's absolutely fucking insane. Let's meet him. 20 dark secrets.
Let's go.
To mentally fuck with women and keep them around. This is basically what he's saying, right?
Sweet.
Let's get into it.
So 20 dark psychological tactics that you guys can use to make any woman fall in love with you. These tactics are more specifically for people who are in relationships and you feel like the relationship is not going well. For girls who you are just friends with benefits, if you consistently keep getting girls but losing them the next day, like you notice how some guys just know how to get girls but they don't know how to keep them. If you keep losing girls, if girls are not as interested in you but kind of interested but not as interested, these tactics are made to make them fall in love.
Okay. So we start off with a strong clip here, right? He's trying to get you enticed into his video. And he says, first of all, this guy's language is lost on this motherfucker, right?
Some kind of hybrid.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about his accent. I'm talking about like he just can't even speak in full sentences.
I know,
right?
It's a hybrid of non-grammar and grammar.
The kids we're raising these days.
Young Jeezy, yo, in the house.
Yeah. So he says, if you keep getting girls and then you keep losing them, you know how some days you pick up girls and then the other days you lose them, they're just not attracted to you? If you keep on picking up girls and losing them the next day, you're probably a fucking jackass, right? That's probably
right.
The reason.
You're doing it wrong.
That's right. You're doing it wrong. First. Second, learning how to manipulate someone's mind for your benefit is called being a fucking psycho, pure and simple. There's no other way about it. Playing games, manipulating situations, trying to bounce on insecurities of a few potential partner, I'm telling you right now, may work in the extraordinarily short term unless that person is mentally deficient, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not going to work for a relationship long term. You're not going to get what you want out of it. You're going to be disappointed time and time again. So just a warning that none of these tactics, I think, are working.
No.
Okay. But before we dig in to the 20 secrets, our debonair dipshit has a warning for everybody.
I do warn you that making girls fall in love is not as fun as it looks. When you use these tactics correctly, you're going to have girls who want to be around you. And if you never had that before, it could be a very weird experience because you're going to notice that it gets old after a while. It's not as fun as it looks. Having girls being needy around you and wanting to see you is not as fun as it looks. Okay? So just giving you a warning, getting girls to fall in love with you may seem pretty, but once you have a girl who's obsessed with you, it's not going to be as pretty as it looks. I'm just letting you guys know. So if you guys want this is the video, right? Because these are 20 dark shit.
20 dark shit.
Yeah, more of his mastery of the English language. These are 20 dark shit. Listen, this is the hook right here. He's like the guy on TV selling the spray-on hair solution, right?
But we must warn you, women will never be able to tell your hair is brunette silly string in a can.
Hey, baby. Is that silly string in your hair?
No.
I'm in hair club for men. This fucktwad right here is really working up a sale. And the funny thing is I don't see anything for sale here. Maybe he's just trying to get views.
Yeah.
But my thought of someone watching this on the other end, the comments too. Like, the good news is there's more down comments than there are, you know, more down thumbs than there are up thumbs or whatever. It's encouraging. But some of the comments are like, one of the guys, some comments said,
I used your plan and it didn't work.
Do you know a Bales Bondsman? One comment said, minute number win. This guy's a fucking jackass. Minute number seven. He's a genius. It's like, no, dude, no, back away. Yeah. And by the way, why would having pussy at every turn be a problem? Is that a problem? Isn't that the point? This guy is sneaky. He's already using his mental mind tricks on us. Be exactly. careful. These are not the droids you're looking for.
This is your mind.
Okay, so let's get right into it. I'm curious to see how this guy can help us trick women into sleeping with me.
I'm curious too. I'm curious as well.
So let's get started. The first step is this. You got to choose the right victim. You have to choose the right woman, right? I got this straight from The Art of Seduction. You can't choose a woman who's happy with her life. You can't choose a woman who has high self-esteem. You can't choose a woman who feels confident about her life because there has to be a need. There has to be a need that hasn't been met in her life. Because if there's not a need in that woman, you can't fulfill that. In order to make a woman really fall in love with you and become obsessed with you, you have to find where she's vulnerable and become that source of validation for that vulnerability.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, OMG, OMG.
First of all, this sounds a little bit familiar to me. I've been doing this, I was doing this for years and I didn't even know. No, I wasn't looking for women with low self-esteem. I just happened to get them.
Oh,
this guy is a fucking lunatic.
Oh my God.
Can you hear this shit?
Well, he talks about a victim. First of all, first step, don't call the woman that you want to make fall in love with you a victim.
We should start our own 20 not dark secrets.
God,
to get a woman.
Like,
he called, you got to pick the right victim. You got to have someone with low self-esteem so that you can fill that void. No, no, nope, 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 nope. That's exactly the opposite of what you want.
Whoa.
If you pick a woman with low self-esteem, let me tell you something. There is nothing but trouble ahead. And if you're trying to fill that, listen, everybody has some self-esteem problems, right? I'm not confident in every angle of my life either. But the reality is that if you're looking to fill that void, you will never fill that void.
No.
Therefore, she will become resentful and she will say goodbye.
Oh my God.
This is like the worst kind of advice that you could give a guy looking for a relationship. But what happens when you finally do hypnotize a woman into paying attention to you? Let's listen to, you know, what Don Juan dipshit has to say.
The second one, send mixed signals. Make her feel as though she has you. Like, make her feel as though she has you and then take it away, all right? To make a woman fall in love with you, it's best to make her feel the loss of losing you.
Now we're cooking with gas. Yeah. So this is all making sense to me now. The way to keep a woman is to make sure that you lose a woman. That way you can keep the woman. Give her plenty of mixed signals so when you finally get that woman you've been looking for, you make sure you play enough head games that she leaves you. Am I right? Am I following you?
Yeah, but if she has low self-esteem,
that's the key. So if she already has low self-esteem, on top of that, I want you to give her plenty of mixed signals so she jumps off a bridge.
Exactly. Yeah. Now she's going to go into a mental institution. Look how many women I've put in the mental institution. I'm a success.
I've got 32 restraining orders currently against me.
Oh, my God.
This guy's giving advice you can take to the vagina bank. Look at this.
That
but
was
Brian.
Step two.
We're only on step two. This is why we can't get to the whole thing in one video. We're going to have to come back to this next month. But Brian, what if I don't look the part? Don't worry. Our sexed up Dr. Phil has you covered.
Number three, have contrasting qualities. Don't just, if you're, for example, I'm a nice person, right? I have a very nice person kind of look. I look like a boy, like a young boy. So if you look like if you have the appearance of a nice young boy, you want to have an air of evil, an air of sexuality to you in order to give you that contrast. If you're a very masculine person, you want to have an air of femininity.
Oh, okay. It's kind of making sense to me. If you have the appearance of a young boy, you should let your inner Ted Bundy fly. And also, if your child looks sexy. Is that right? I think he just said that.
Is he targeting children here?
He looks like a child. Honestly, in the video, he looks like he's no more than 18, 19 years old. And then he says, if you're a man, if you're a manly man, you gotta femme it up a little bit. Put on some high heels and a mini, hit the streets.
Yes. That only works for Prince, going back to
Prince. That's it. Well, I look nothing like Prince and I can't play the guitar. This guy is honestly certifiable.
Oh my God, Brian, where did you find this guy?
Honey, it's 1.7 million views. It's not hard to find. And if you start down this rabbit hole, if you put online dating coach into YouTube, which I advise nobody to do because you're not getting any kind of advice that's worthwhile. No. There are...
If you're going to YouTube for online dating advice, first of all, stop it.
Yeah, that's correct. Call your mother. She's probably the best person to tell you how to get a girl. Listen, if you're not as attractive as Brad Pitt, we get it. Either am I. I'm not attractive, right? If you've got some shortcomings in the personality department, join the club. Everyone does. Be yourself. Yes, go to a bar. Have a beer. If it doesn't work on a Friday night, go on Saturday and then again on Sunday. And you know what? You see a nice young
social
lady.
Social distancing, of course. Yo,
social distancing, of course, right now. Okay, so right now is a bad time to have low self-esteem and be single. I get it, all right? Maybe my video is just ill-timed altogether. It's the wrong time to be doing this podcast. Okay, so now that I've sent mixed signals, I'm a boy looking like a sexy boy.
Yes.
And I've gotten into her head.
You've chosen a victim.
That's right. I've chosen a victim. I've got my victim. I've given her mixed signals.
Step two, choose mixed signals.
Step three, make sure you have contrasting qualities, right? Make sure you have dual personalities.
Look the part.
You got to look the part. Put on some nice jeans. Take the corn t-shirt off. That's right. Take the corn t-shirt off. Have a shower.
Pop the collar.
Pop the collar. Put on some deodorant. It's not hard. There's no rocket science to this. Okay. But now that I've done all these things, I want to let her know about my softer spiritual side. You know, the side of me where the morals live that tells me I should never, ever treat a woman like this. But let's see how this guy handles telling a woman about your softer, more spiritual side.
Okay. To you. And don't be obvious about your spiritual side. Be subtle. But communicate it in a subtle way. Don't just tell her you meditate. Let her find out by her own. Don't even say you meditate. If you're a very masculine person, don't say you meditate. Allow her to see that you meditate through your Instagram.
Wait, let her find out you meditate through your Instagram.
This is the best line in any video I've ever seen. You know where I go to be subtle? Instagram. I mean, this guy is just as bad as the televangelist. He's literally talking out of his butt cheeks. What in the chicken and fucking gravy is this guy talking about? He said if you want her to figure out that you... If let's say you meditate and you don't want her to know you meditate, let her know, find out through your Instagram.
You're just faking that you meditate is what I gathered from that. Just fake it.
You know those airplanes? You know the airplanes you can hire with the signs behind them? I meditate. Just have that fly around her house a couple times.
Don't let her see you doing it. Just show her on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Or through a flyover.
Okay, so how do I make sure that my lady knows
these are golden.
These are golden. You can take these to the pussy bank. I just said
golden rules.
Take them to the pussy bank. Mm-hmm. It's just you are going
to
be dripping with clitoris when this is all said and done.
Or rehab bills at the mental institution.
Or the loony ward of Northside Hospital. I'm not sure which one. Okay, so how do I make sure that my lady knows she's not the only fish in the pond and I can get plenty of other women? Well, of course, talk about other women.
Number four, create a triangle of desire. Talk about other females you actually admire. For example, if she's a blonde who has a nice ass, talk about other females that you find attractive that have dark hair and nice titties and dark skin. Or talk about, it doesn't matter, but the point is that it has to be the total opposite of how she looks. Talk about another woman that looks the total opposite of how she looks, so that she can become her own competition.
Oh!
I don't call this the triangle of desire. I call this the triangle of no second date accepted.
It's all making sense now to a few guys that I dated along the way.
Oh, my God.
I think they watched this.
Holy, does any of this resonate with you as a woman? Like, does any of this work on you?
No.
If you dated a guy that you really liked and then he started talking about, like, how he likes blondes.
What did he say called?
Triangle of desire.
Triangle of desire. Did he patent that thing? Did he copyright that?
Listen, I think this guy looks like he's recording in his mom's bedroom. I don't think this guy has a patent attorney on staff, but I'll check.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
He said, make her her own competition. This guy has never seen a real woman outside of a live stream or Pornhub. How are you supposed to create trust and a safe space if all you do is create mistrust and jealousy? This is such horseshit. It might work on dull-minded human beings.
Also, the woman might all of a sudden dye her hair blonde the next day.
Create her own competition.
You said you like blondes. I'm a blonde now.
I'm competing against myself. Who's winning?
This is me yesterday on Instagram and today.
This is me today. Me
with blonde hair. And what also, I saw you meditating on Instagram.
Listen, I think the only girls you're going to get watching these videos are the same girls that are watching Jerry Springer during their third breakfast.
Yes. Yes.
If you know what I mean. If you catch what I'm putting down.
With a bottle of Chardonnay.
That's right. Okay. So what does our crackhead Casanova have in store?
Crackhead Casanova is a total right thing. But wait, go back real quick. One real quick.
Yeah.
What was the triangle of desire?
Triangle of desire.
I'm totally copywriting that. And it's a competition between the woman and her own self and you.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay,
it's when
so it's
you.
Three. It's a triangle. It's three.
It's
but
three.
It's just the one woman against a fake. Against
that's correct. Okay. Well, maybe what he means is that you can create three personalities out of that. You talk about the blondes, the brunettes, and the redheads, and now you have the triangle of desire. They're all competing against each other in the same brain.
God.
I feel like I'm just watching a robot woman her head explode. Remember that movie with Matthew Broderick where he had to play chess against checkers against himself, tic-tac-toe, to stop nuclear war?
War games?
War games. That's right. War games. Yes. I feel like that's what happens when you set a woman up to be her own competition.
I think so.
Okay, crackhead Casanova, what's up next?
Number five, inflict pain. Do not be afraid to inflict pain. Guys are afraid to inflict pain on a woman. Guys are afraid to actually offend them. Don't be afraid to do that. I'm not talking about doing it intentionally. I'm talking about when it naturally arises, do not be afraid to offend her. All right? Because if you inflict pain, it means you also inflict pleasure. When you're not on her radar, when she doesn't like you, she becomes indifferent. She thinks of you as nobody else. Right, your compliments don't mean shit and your insults don't mean shit. But when you're able to inflict pain, she's gonna back her rationalize that she likes you. Because by simply inflicting pain, it means that you also can alleviate her pain and bring pleasure.
Okay, this is where you get arrested. Anybody listening, this is where you get arrested. Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, this is like battered woman 101.
Syndrome. Yeah, this is like, guys. Any guys that are listening to this, don't do this. Nope.
Spain, Canada, all our listeners, Spain, Canada, Ireland, Tunisia especially.
Don't do this. This is the old caveman approach to women. Bang them over the head with a club, drag them back to your mom's basement to play some Xbox and listen to any of your insults is so...
And then say, I love you, and make them watch you meditate.
Yeah, this is crazy. You're going to come off like a crazy person if you take this advice. Not to mention, I think some of this is like actually dangerous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people are not all that intelligent, and they would take this advice, and they would run with it to the nth degree. Like, when he says inflict pain, and, you know, you got to find the right victim, I think there are some people out there that would actually believe that that means inflict physical pain, and victim means victimize.
Correct.
Guys, this is like, honestly, all you have to do
PSA.
Is go to Abercrombie and Fitch and get a nice shirt, smell good, go to a bar, be yourself. eventually, maybe not today, but eventually you'll find someone who likes you for who you are. Absolutely. All of this manipulative bullshit is dangerous, and you're never going to get what you want out of it. Mm-hmm. You cannot create a relationship like this. All you're going to do is create a game that you cannot win. Mm-hmm. Because any smart woman, any woman you'd actually want to be with, will see right through this bullshit immediately. She will think it's dangerous. She will think you're dangerous.
She'll call the police.
She'll call the police. That's correct. I would call the police. If my daughter came home with a guy that was taking this kind of advice, I swear on all that's holy, he'd be gone in 2.2 seconds. And this is what scares me, is that I'm going to have a fucking daughter. And that there's guys like this getting 1.7 million views. And we're only on the top of the Spanish Apple podcast chart.
No, this is scary. It's seriously scary.
It really is.
It was funny in the beginning, but now it's get turned. These
last two are a little particularly scary. But we're back to more like psychological
psychos.
Bullshit. Yeah, this guy is clearly, guys, is no psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's not giving you sound advice.
We don't what even happens, know his name.
That's right. What happens when a woman that you're dating doesn't have the boobs you like? Well, here, our dipshit trusty captain tells us more.
Perfect.
All right. Talk about something that you know that she cannot meet during a conversation, and just say it, but then quickly change the topic. For example, if she has big tits but doesn't have a nice ass, say, damn, I love girls with nice hips, and then change the topic. Don't even let her elaborate on that topic. Why? Because by insinuating that you love girls who have large hips, right? And she knows that she doesn't have them. By changing the topic, you are just putting it as a seed in her subconscious mind. So that the next time that she thinks of it, randomly in the shower, she's going to say, holy shit, like, she's going to feel that insecurity.
Whoa.
This is awful.
So let me get this straight. You need to pound into some woman's head her insecurities in order to make her attractive to you.
Yeah.
This is like, this guy's fucking disturbing to me. I don't know.
He is fucking disturbing.
And I want to meet the woman who's ever dated this guy while he's been giving this advice.
She's got some things to say.
Here's a little piece of advice.
If she can talk, because she's probably in a mental institution.
Treat a woman like a human being with respect and the honor that they deserve. Period. End of sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't bounce on anybody's insecurities. Those are games that children play. It's not games adults play that want to be in relationships. So if a woman doesn't like her hips or doesn't like her boobs or doesn't like her hair, instead of commenting on that so it reminds her in the shower when she's thinking of you, why don't you compliment her on something that you like about her? That's a game that you can win. Right? Because you're being
absolutely
honest and you're being truthful without being hurtful.
This makes me think that I think you and I need to come out with a
a course on
an anti-course.
You know what?
Guy.
You know what, Hodley? I actually like what you're putting down here.
Yeah.
And I think that I would be happy to put together a video that rebuts all 20 of these, because we're just getting 6 of them here. There's 20 of them. They're not all as disturbing. I must say that. There are some that I think make common psychological sense. Like, you know, make sure you compliment your woman. Give her a gift if, you know, on random occasions. Stuff like
then
that.
Rip
right?
it away.
And then rip it away. Take it all down. Tell her what an asshole she is. You're ugly with small tits and I hate you.
Jeez. I think we, as a public service announcement, Brian Green, I think you and I need to come out with dating tips that actually do work. You're happily married. I'm happily married. We got married later in our lives, too, after we played the field for a while and dated and did different things. I honestly think that maybe this should be something.
Okay. Done. You and I will work on this. A special episode. Chrissy and Brian's. Yeah. Hodley and Brian's 20 not dark psychological tips.
Yes.
To get into a relationship that you want.
Yes.
And we'll show you that it's not hard to be a relationship expert online, and it's also not hard to be a fucking decent human being.
Yes.
This fucking shithead with his theme.
Oh my God.
Jerry curl and cheap mustache.
That's badly for the girls that are.
They're not.
Him.
Chrissy, no one's dating him. Just be like, I mean. just to be honest, no one's dating this guy.
I hope not. The only set
of tits this guy's ever touched is his mom when she was feeding him. That's it. Period. End of sentence. The only vagina he's ever been in is the one he came out of. That's the truth. Let's just be real about this. This guy is so far off in planet nine. But he found some idiots out there who also who think that he, for some reason, has some magic key to them getting laid. And so they watch his videos.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, but they do. But, you know, not everybody thinks like we do, right? So this is a public service announcement to those who may get caught in this trap. And listen, not as everybody is as insidious and transparent as this guy. A lot of people put a real slick talk together, right? Mm-hmm. And they're dressed nicely, and they talk a good game, and they put together a PowerPoint presentation. But basically, it's the same fucking advice, right? It's just not said like this.
You're exactly right. I think we need to do a bonus episode.
Bonus episode coming. Consider it done. Probably in June. We need to take some time to do that. But coming in June.
Yes.
Brian and Hoadley's 20 not dark psychological tips to get the relationship that you want. Yes.
Click here now.
Crackhead Casanovas. Call now.
Click on our website right now.
One more. I only have one more. And I think this is funny.
I can take much more. Okay.
Okay. Go. That's why we have one more.
Yep.
I knew your reaction was going to be similar. And that's why I didn't want to go much deeper into this. I felt like six or seven was enough because, like I said, not all of them are disturbing, but some of them are as disturbing.
It's enough.
Okay, let's see what happens once you get that girl in bed, how you keep her in bed.
And no girl has ever had sex with you while smoking weed, and you do that, you're going to remember her because you engage in your passion with sex. Let's say you play basketball, and you're playing basketball, and you play one-on-one with your girl, right? And she fucking touches your dick while you're playing basketball. She does anything sexual, like touching your dick, teasing you, and all that shit, while people are around. You're mixing up what you really love with sex, and it causes that connection. For example, let's say that she plays a guitar. Find a way to combine guitar with sex. Or let's say that she loves to read. Find a way to combine reading with sex. For example, I'll eat you out and see if you can focus on the book while I eat you out. Stuff like that.
Hold this golf ball in between your tits and I'm going to...
Let me play basketball and then touch my penis now.
He's like, have you ever had a woman touch your penis when you're playing basketball? No, shithead. No. I have not.
There's basketball.
Anytime I get kicked in the balls, that does not remind me of sex with someone. You fucked one.
This is so weird. It's so weird.
I'm trying to have sex with Astrid while we're podcasting, but I just can't cut out the moaning.
No, we'll just catch her while she's reading a book.
And then see if you can eat her out while she's reading the book.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. Put all your hobbies. You like those little model trains? Just build a little track right into her vagina.
Oh, my God.
So Brian,
you never
disturbing.
Cease to amaze me by finding the deepest, darkest places of the web.
I'm here to reveal some of this ugly shit so that we can shed light on it. Because you know what? It's not dark. If you shed the light on it, what is it? What is the old saying? Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I think that's right.
Shed the light into the dark, or shed the dark into the light. My point is that you bring these people out in the open and they don't have as much power. You know what I'm saying? Because now this dipshit is, I mean, anybody who listens to the podcast is going to know that this guy is a dipshit. They're not going to fall for his, you know, slickly produced video with him in his mom's bedroom. Barely speaking the English language, telling people how to get the relationship they want.
A trapezoid.
The trapezoid of prowess. No, that's not it.
Get a trapezoid while I'm playing basketball and get on my dick.
On this dick while I'm playing basketball. Every time I get punched in the nuts, I think of sex with you, baby.
Read that book.
My hobby's bungee jumping. I'm gonna bungee jump onto your tits. How do you feel about that? Listen, we're gonna do a follow-up video to this. First of all, I want to follow this fucker and find more videos. I only had a chance to watch two of them, and this was by far the most disturbing. But he has a whole channel out there, so I'm gonna keep everybody apprised. I'm also gonna find other online dating coaches. And we obviously we'll do this down the road, right? But I want to give you an example of what a slicked up production of this, someone who's not using such crass language and not being so obvious, but they're basically saying the same thing, because those are the guys you really got to watch out for. The guys with the slick language who are good salespeople, right? They're selling the same line of bullshit. I love you, Hobie.
I love you, Brian.
We're going to get through this.
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Do. I'm falling backwards right now. Catch me, catch me.
Caught on the internet. PCBpodcast.com is where you go to find all the episodes. We're available on Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Apple, and some other places. Overcast.com and some other places that you might want to go listen to the podcast. And we appreciate every single listen.
Woot, yes.
Woot.
Yes, we do. Woot. We love you. We
Peace
love
out.
Our audience.
Until next time.
The Commercial Break, hosted by Brian Green, is an irreverent look at the world around us and those who inhabit it. The Commercial Break is now available on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Overcast, and others. Episodes drop every Wednesday. Visit tcbpodcast.com for more information. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and write it out.